In the continuing series on the public ministry, entitled Best Job Ever, we hear the article entitled, It Has the Best Support, parentheses, quote, I will be with you, end quote, close parentheses. It should be noted that while the articles in this series are intended to encourage Christians, perhaps especially Christian young men, to consider the vocation of the public ministry, the reality is that we don't actually have a pastoral shortage problem. How could we, since it is the ascended Christ who gave gifts to men, and included among those gifts are pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 8 and 12, 11 and 12. Christ has not scaled back his gift-giving, and he will not leave us short-handed in his work of gathering his elect. Jesus' words to the 12 apostles are still applicable in our circumstances. Quote, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. End quote. John 15, verse 16. If there is in fact a problem, then it is not with the number of pastors, but with our own perceptions and attitudes concerning the necessity of and the blessings bestowed through the public ministry. We live in a world that is corrupted by sin, and this corruption is at work in us too. So while the unbeliever is consumed with thoughts of material benefits and temporal blessings, the Christian is not immune to such thoughts either. In other occasions, employers lure prospective workers with various incentives, health insurance, retirement accounts, paid vacation, and so on. Our churches have followed suit as we keep in mind the word of the Lord that, quote, those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel, end quote, 1 Corinthians 9:14. Such avenues of temporal support are our attempt to, quote, share in all good things, unquote, from Galatians 6:6. Share with those who labor among us by publicly preaching and teaching God's word. Christ, however, does not lure or incentivize anyone into the public ministry. He uses no slogan or commission to gin up interest in this high calling. He simply takes possession of the individual's heart and mind through the teaching and preaching of the gospel. He then places that individual where he would have him serve in his kingdom, with the promise that he will be with them and bless him in that area of service. Anyone who enters the public ministry for the kinds of material support that it offers will generally view that support with disdain, regardless of how much is offered. Conversely, those who enter the public ministry for the sake of serving Christ will always find his blessings more than adequate. Are there difficulties and stresses that arise in the public ministry? Yes, just as there are in any other vocation. These difficulties and stresses, however, are always the result of sin, the very sin that Christ died on the cross to take away. When we expose that sin through the right proclamation of God's law, and forgive that sin by preaching the message of the cross, Jesus promises that he is always there with us as our sure foundation, blessing his word and building up his kingdom. Here's the best part of this truth. Same gospel that pastors are privileged to preach applies equally to them because, let's face it, pastors are descendants of Adam, too. They get easily frustrated when things don't go as they plan. They get angry when someone says something mean. They get self-righteous when their faults are pointed out. They lie awake and worry about matters that are beyond their ability to control. Left to us, the church, as well as our own lives, would certainly end in ruin. How comforting it is to be able to lay one's head down each night and arise each morning, knowing that Jesus, by promise, is with us through the same gospel, forgiving our sins and preserving us unto eternal life. In that, pastors and teachers have nothing less and nothing more than what all believers have, which is Jesus. This article was written by Frank Gant, pastor of Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Loganville, Georgia.